Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball, coming to you live from the winter meetings in San Diego, where we had our first official news break. Verlander to the Mets.
Sheesh.
to pitch for them, Jake.
Maybe.
I think that's the goal. Hello and welcome to Talkin' Baseball, presented to you by SeatGeek. Use code TALKIN to get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. You can go to the app, find the tickets you like. They'll let you know if they're good tickets or bad tickets, then you get $20 off when you use code TALKIN. Mm. Verlander gets $20 off for his wife, Kate, now when she goes to the games. Jake, are you excited about this one?
It's a good snag.
Do you think the lobby's a buzz right now?
I think the lobby's buzzing.
Okay.
I let out a shriek when it happened. We were a little away from the people, but it's a big one. It's JV, which, you know, he's been in Houston for a long time now. Like, you know, he was this Houston vagabond, gun for hire. They, like, saved his career, but he's been there since 2017 now. Just won his second title with them, and he won the Cy Young. Coming off Tommy John. And now he's going to the Mets, which is so...
If he didn't opt out with the Astros, what would he have gotten? 25 mil?
25.
25?
Yeah.
And what's the contract? Do you have the details in front of you that he just got with the Mets?
2 for $86, so that's 43 per.
2 for $86. Now, I really... Holy smokes. Yeah. I never let that sit in. 2 for $86?
Yeah.
42 a year?
43 even.
No, come on now.
Not to be a math guy, but
that's so rude to be such a
snooty,
just to be such a stickler like that.
Yeah, and there's a third year vesting option. We don't know the vesting option yet. I'm sure it's 150 plus innings times two or something like that.
Top five Cy Young vote. If he gets along with the staff, well,
total innings across 2 years.
Let's do the cool part. DeGrom leaves. They plug and play with Verlander.
I like the Mets better now than if DeGrom was here. If they got DeGrom for $286, I wouldn't like it as much as I like Verlander more than DeGrom. I don't know if that's a controversial take, because when DeGrom's healthy, he's the best pitcher ever, and I fully support that. Like, DeGrom at his best is better than Verlander at his best right now. But Verlander, when he pitches, you know, pitches.
Right.
28 starts last year, 175 innings. At 36 year old, he led the league in games started and innings pitched. Yeah. At 35 years old, he led the league in games started. How many years has he started 30 plus games? A lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years he started 30 plus games. He's a horse. He's the old school horse pitcher that I would want the other people on the staff to watch work. Same with Scherzer. And an ultimate competitor.
Yeah.
And going to be like, fuck you, I'm going to win. And has done it in the postseason. No, he didn't win a World Series game, but he's pitched in the postseason, performed. So if I'm a Mets fan, I know there's a lot of heartstrings with DeGrom.
Right.
And homegrownness that stings. But as far as regular season and postseason, I like Verlander better.
I mean, you buy into it. I want to see what DeGrom is, but that's the whole conversation, right? Like, Verlander, you kind of know what you're going to get.
Unless the injury is huge, he'll pitch through it and he'll be fine.
Yeah. And that's going to be the whole thing for the Mets. Let's see where the rest of their free agency goes, because they still need another starting pitcher, I think. But, hey, out with DeGrom, in with Verlander. Like you're saying, I mean, either wherever you land on the side of the coin, I think DeGrom is more talented at this point, but get outs and be good. And Justin Verlander just won the Cy Young. He had a better season than Jacob DeGrom. So, no, if you're the Mets, I just – the only thing that's making me kind of do a is that they're same questions that they had all of last year. Like, those horses, we talked all throughout the season, are they going to stay healthy and be right? And it's going to be unfair to Verlander, because outside of the Tommy John, he's been absolutely a horse. But he's getting old. Scherzer's getting old. He was worn out by the playoffs last year, and he kind of got knocked around towards the end.
So load manage him. The regular season means shit. Look at the Phillies.
Right. But they, you know, the Mets just need to make sure they're in that position again. The next thing they need to do is they need to bring back Phil Regan. Remember when they had that old, really old pitching coach who's like 83 years old?
If I Google him?
Yeah.
Is it going to be, like, are you going to feel bad for bringing him up?
No. What's he up to? I'm looking at him right now. He's 85. He's a badass motherfucker. Like, what's your deal?
You'll remember this.
Because he was old, man. I thought he was 90.
You bring him back, him, Buck, JV, and Scherzer? That's all the pitching knowledge. You've
won. That whole locker room smells like
Tyler McGill.
It's Ben Gay in the
locker
room. It's
going to be so smelly and old in that locker room. I mean, this is a tough break for, like, the swaggy guys. Like, Francisco Alvarez, who's, like, 21 years old and, like, triple cat scratch. Like, him, Verlander, Scherzer, Buck. That's tough.
That's tough, man.
That's like meeting your girlfriend's dad.
How many whitey tighties are in that clubhouse?
Wow, it's a lot of tight underwear.
They might be leading the league.
It's a tight underwear. Alonzo from the start.
Phil Regan. Imagine him in briefs. Can't do it. He's never done it.
No. He's never done it.
That was the Mets are awesome.
Hey.
85-year-old pitching coach.
And that's the other win. Even if this even if this does go awry, if Scherzer gets hurt or Verlander falls off or whatever it is, I think the bigger thing for Mets fans is your promise of your new owner, Steve Cohen, being that guy, continues. I mean, you lost out on DeGrom, which was a big boy contract. Like, Texas, if Texas wanted Jacob DeGrom, they kind of had to pay a Texas tax because their team has been bad. The Mets get to go. The Mets get to go. So I wonder what's next. Is it just bringing back Nimmo, and then, you know, you probably need another arm?
So the vesting says it's for 35 mil. I don't know if we knew that. I don't know. We just don't know what makes it vest.
Yeah.
Okay, so the third year for Verlander is $35 million.
It says 140 innings in 2024, but this is...
Where are you seeing that?
Roster Resource updating as quick as possible. So I don't know if that's
maybe
out
that's
yet.
Maybe that's Verlander updating.
Maybe Verlander's updating his own stuff, you think.
I'll get some scrolls.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about...
There might be some Roman in that locker room.
Yeah, they might have
40
like
40 is a really big number for Roman.
Yeah, it is. 50% of men have symptoms that get in the way of wanting or enjoying sex. Do you know that?
What?
Do you want a better sex life?
Yes.
If so, you're not alone.
Nope.
But Roman's here to help.
Digital health clinic for men. Okay.
Yeah. They offer discreet wipes that help you last four times longer in bed.
That'd be nice for these
guys in the Mets, they're not interested. They're all too old.
But that's like, why they might be more low T. The T support.
All right. That helps them get their increase their libido.
Libido. When you're younger, it's about the discreet swipes. When you're older, it's about the libido. That's what
I've seen. Again, they're kind of like chock full of testosterone.
Libido.
Those guys. Well, at Roman, there are no waiting rooms and no hassle. It's a straightforward digital experience from the comfort of your home. If medication or testing is appropriate, Roman will send it directly right to your door. Everything arrives in a discreet package with free two-day shipping. To learn more about how you can achieve your personal sexual health goals, like yours, is just like, don't hurt yourself.
Right.
You can go to ro.co/talking today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/talking.
Right. Jim,
OG, yeah.
The other side of this.
Rodon market begins.
And man.
For those that,
when Verlander signed, it was literally like the name that came out of everyone's mouth. And supposedly there's some Rodon Yankees rumors. There's Rodon any team that needs pitching. I think there's been Rodon Mets rumor. I think
I saw like eight teams very much in on Rodon.
And by the way, his past 2 years, and I think baseball's kind of like, hey, you know, if you do your thing, we can't hold injury history over your head anymore. Like DeGrom, nobody cared. And I think Rodon, it was the big scare going into 2021. He has an awesome year. And then he goes and he does it again. 2.37 in 24 starts, a 2.88 in 31 starts. And those guys are old, right? Rodon is 29. Well, he turns 30 December 10th. So expect a birthday signing? No, he wants to sign before then because then you can celebrate properly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He wants years, though, right? And that's
and he should get them.
Yeah.
If you're giving DeGrom that many years.
What was his FIP last
year? Like Rodon?
Because he had the worst.
You won his FIP last year.
Well, because the.
What if I told you it was the best in baseball, 2.25?
And what was his ERA?
2.88.
Because the Giants were rude to their pitchers.
They stopped playing defense.
They were like, eh.
It's tired. It's kind of windy.
Yeah. So he needs to go to a good infield defense team. If he's looking past the money. If everyone gives him the same money, it's like, how good are you? Who? So they're saying the Yankees are in on him, but Heyman says that.
Right.
I need a Heyman cam at winter meetings.
Yeah.
He just lurks.
So.
You turn every corner and Heyman's there.
You think we could
trying to tell that to Foolish Bailey. I think he thought I was joking, and then I was like, no, go downstairs in the lobby right now, turn the corner. I thought that was going to be John Heyman's there.
Should we have one of the like job seekers just follow him?
No.
Like, not a joke. He was
too
on like
cool.
One
like, that's
side.
Manziel cam when he was cool, you know? Right. It's like, I don't know.
He was on like one side of the room last night downstairs. I've gotten like a conversation with somebody. I turned and he's on the other side
of
the room.
He's just slinking. Like, he walks slow he's just slinking back and forth down the lobby.
What's four times?
Four times.
Five times 40. I mean, Carlos Rodon is going to get over $150 million.
Well, what did DeGrom get per year? 37?
Sure. Yes.
So if they want to go like a six-year deal for Rodon, it's probably going to be 35 a year.
Right. And, I mean, that's, you know. Where
maybe 33 with some funky at the end.
He's got to get at least five, right?
What I'm interested in right now, because I thought the Dodgers were going to try and get Verlander because they love these short $40 million two-year deals. But after Verlander, you have Rodon, you have Bassett, you have Tyone.
Right.
I don't think any of those are interested in the Dodger type deal, which is 1 year for 20, like Heaney, or they got 18, like Heaney and Anderson, or 2 years for 40. But I think all those three pitchers, Rodon, Bassett, and Tyone, want to earn. They want to go get a 5 year deal, a 6 year deal, and make all their money.
I think the only one that could be an outlier would be Bassett. I think a team like you're saying, like the Dodgers, would almost give him a 1 for 30 instead of like a 2 for 40. And if you're Bassett, it's almost like, well, all right, I'll just be Chris Bassett again. But no, I mean, Rodon has been through the shit. And he did the did he do the qualifying offer? Or no, he didn't get the qualifying offer, right?
I think he didn't get it. Or
Rodon got it.
And he got it this year. We thought he was gonna get it the year before.
Yeah, no, he got it.
Eovaldi, Bassett. Yeah, I mean, and I guess the other thing is, and it's kind of rude to Chris Bassett, and it's why I'm trying to elevate him a little bit. Rodon can be a game changer. If he's the dude he's been for the past 2 years, he's a guy you can give the ball to in game one, game two.
There's a lot of pitchers that are free agents. Like, okay, so Dylan Bundy's going to go to the Dodgers.
Stop.
On like a 1 year, $12 million contract, and he's going to be lights out.
No, he's not. He's going to go to the Rockies, and it's going to be.
No, that's don't do that to him.
Au revoir.
It's a good sound effect.
You missed some good sound effects there.
Jake's talking to our live audience.
I think Rodon. Okay, so
Kluber's out there. He'll go to the Dodgers.
5 for 185.
Who are the Dodgers going to get for 1 year, $15 million? Stripling, he's back. They liked him. They felt bad about trading him and then winning a World Series.
What's 5 for 150 come out to math-wise?
30.
30 a year? Would Rodon sign that? 5 for 150, 30 a year for 5 years.
Yeah. Who's his agent?
Tim. Tim Flaxel.
No. Then no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Think so.
Yeah. I mean, Texas is supposedly in on them because they're in
his
on
his agent
everyone.
Is Boris, so no. So no. His agent is Boris.
So what?
So no, he's not signing that.
So you think bigger?
Yes.
Okay. 160.
Yes, lock it in.
Yeah. Damn.
Where's Scuttlebutt on Twitter is he's working towards getting a sixth year. Seems like enough teams are in that somebody will do it.
I mean, if you're giving DeGrom an option for six, Rodon in 5 years will be Jacob DeGrom's age. Rodon in 10 years will be Verlander's age. I mean, you obviously can't compare things like that.
Compare people to those people.
You know, I mean, Rodon's even 4 years younger than Bassett. Like, he's going to break the bank, and it's going to be, it's probably going to be one of the more debated signings this free agency.
135 is what the crowdsource results have.
Yeah, the crowdsource results have been low now every year. So
okay.
they need to up. Like, they had Verlander low. They had DeGrom super low. Like,
well, they had DeGrom getting $40 million a year. So that's high.
Well, but they had him at 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's a huge miss. Like, you,
it's around there.
You're off by.
They have Tyone getting 3 years, $12 million. So he'll get 5 years, $15 million.
I mean, Jameson Tyone is one of the sexiest free agents right now, which couldn't be happier for the dude. But it's because of the age and can you be a little better equation, and he has that kind of over Tywan Walker, Evaldi. I think Jameson Taillon's probably going to stumble into a 4 year.
Tywan Walker, we haven't mentioned him.
What's 4 times 15?
BBD?
60. Yeah?
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like, for Jameson Taillon at this point, for the other numbers we're talking about, that almost feels low?
Four for what, 50?
Yeah. 4 for 60.
No.
It'd be 15 a year for four.
No, his numbers aren't. Like crazy.
Not world beating.
Did
no.
you see they said Poobie that they the said in his interview he's winning teams over in his interview. So what's Tyone? He's making him coffee.
Coffee.
He makes them coffee because he has his own barista. He is his own barista.
And he's got the pedigree, the top draft pick. He's come off double Tommy John.
What do the Mets need now?
Healthy two
like
years
what? So let's hurt. Spin it. Let's spin it back to the Mets.
Mets. It's got to be Nimmo. Mets fans love Nimmo. There's a lot of teams that kind of want Nimmo, but it's kind of got to be them.
Their rotations, Verlander, Scherzer, Cookie.
They're going to sign one more starting pitcher.
They should go get, like, Bassett or bring back Thor.
That'd be fun. I'd sign up for that so then everyone can undo that, like, Mets picture where they're all holding the ball.
Yeah.
Because everyone's been like, oh, with DeGrom gone and then with Syndergaard back, that's perfect.
Yeah, you have some fun, like...
What happened?
I'm just picturing it, blurring it, unblurring it, like his old Civil War doc.
Yeah.
Or like a movie where, like, the ghosts come back to life in the haunted house and stuff, and Syndergaard's, like, faded, but then he's back, and then you face swap the other guys.
With Jacob gone, everyone was dead. And then Syndergaard's face...
flickers. Lightning strikes, because he's... And then they all...
Jerry Blevins back to the Mets, I've heard.
No, you didn't hear that.
It's a rumor.
You didn't hear that.
It's a rumor I've heard.
All you have to do right now is walk through the lobby and then tweet out something you've heard.
Yeah. Oh, there was a good one I was going to send it to.
The Yankees Reynolds one is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
It's literally scuttlebutt.
The degree of run it's getting.
It got a lot of action because it was the first thing. Next year, we need to get the first scuttlebutt.
Yeah.
Because it gets a lot of action. Before people realize, oh, wait, hold on.
Right.
This guy just heard something said in the lobby. Yeah. That's not real.
What's going to be
that? That was like somebody from another team being like, oh, and the Yankees, of course.
I tried to start,
You know they're.
Who else signs today?
One of the. So something, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and this is. He has no information.
Doesn't matter.
But we were just talking about how some teams prefer not to get, like, so the pool of shortstops or the pool of pitchers. They are like, they want their decision made for them in a way and the market set.
Right.
Because then they're, like, not going to blow it.
Right.
So now that the top two are gone, you take a look at, like, not the next three, Rodon, Tyone, Bassett. I think those, and maybe even Walker, are still fighting and, like, scratching and clawing. But now I think this secondary market of, like, a team that fully believes in the Heaney buy-in. Or the Syndergaard buying because they got traded for. They had better seasons.
Heaney should go to the Orioles.
They go get those guys right now. So one of those guys goes on like a 2 year, $20 million or $25 million deal. And
I'm reporting Heaney to the Orioles. I am going to shout that in the lobby.
Syndergaard's crazy because he got $20 million from the Angels last year for 1 year.
It's a great snag.
So what's he going to get this year? Because they're predicting Syndergaard to get 2 for $14 million per a year. That's less money he made
It's a downgrade.
That's a downgrade from what he made annually last year because the Angels signed this.
But it'll go to Texas, no state income tax.
Most bizarre contract.
More total
ever.
Money.
I think we have one of these other starters signed today. I don't know about Rodon. I feel like he's now in an awesome spot.
I think like, the White Sox.
Where they just set the bar for him is incredible.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like the White Sox have probably like a grab bag of Quintana, Cueto, Kluber, Granke. Mm. And at some point, they're just going to grab one of those names and just give him a 1 year for 15 and be like, you're our fifth.
Sean Manaea.
No, he's better than those. I'm talking about old guys.
Kind of resurgence.
White Sox just like having like an old guy in the wings. Keuchel comes back.
Oh, Jack Curry hot.
Jack Curry looks good. All right, that's the episode. Thanks for tuning in. We didn't call Trev.
I think he's on a plane.
Oh.
He texted he liked that the Mets responded to DeGrom leaving and quickly.
Nice.
Born in my
flight. Timestamp on YouTube. Trev's thoughts. Anything else happen? We were recording.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.